We're talking with William Maltby from the Burlington FFA chapter. We're ready for Louisville, Kentucky, and you're going to be one of the finalists in the 2015 Star in Agribusiness category, one of 16 star finalists here for 2015, the cream of the crop for the American Farmer degrees, American FFA degrees. Tell me about your years leading up to this application and your selection as a star finalist.
Well, in 2006, I started mowing lawns, started my neighbor's lawn, just had a little push lawn mower and a weed eater and started there. Then I kind of just started working my way up, you know, getting more lawns and buying bigger equipment to be able to mow more lawns and have more efficiency. And so over the years, I just kept on building and building and keeping my records and finances in order so I could be at the top whenever I graduated high school and into college. I still mow lawns there in Burlington and go back on the weekends. And after college, I plan on making this a full-time operation. And so I haven't been able to do as much as I wanted to because I've been going to college, which is 2 hours away, but I do as much as I can by going home on the weekends. And so this is a very exciting award to be a finalist for. It's being a finalist, like you said, the cream of the crop. It's excellent.
Now, well, let's talk a little bit. You've actually gone and competed and won in several proficiency honors over the years.
Yes. So horticulture, landscape, turf grass, and star in agri entrepreneurship is some of the awards I've won in the past. And so this is just the award kind of after those proficiencies. I'm really excited to go compete for it.
Now, you know, you indicated that you've gotten larger over the years. What does your project look like right now? You know, as you work, say, during the summer away from Stillwater.
So I have 3 zero turns I'm running right now: a residential bagger and 2 commercial units, and then I have weeders, edgers, and blowers, and some push lawn mowers. And so I have the best that John Deere makes now, and I'm able to mow as many lawns as I can by doing it by myself. And so it's a lot of fun when you have big equipment to mow a lot of lawns with.
I guess what? It's some residential, but you got some commercial contracts as well?
Yeah, I have some commercial clients. I mean, like our city parks and banks and different things like that. And those are fun. You can mow them on a weekly basis, and you don't have a whole lot of grass to mow every week, but you still get paid really well. And that's kind of the direction you kind of want to move your business to, is so you kind of do things on a weekly basis, and you don't have to swath lawns.
You know, what sort of skills, right? What sort of business skills, business, expertise have you picked up as you've progressed through this project?
Like record skills, being able to take your records and look at them from year to year and see, oh, last year I had this amount of money mowing lawns, and this year I have just a little bit less. What can I do to boost my profit and go over my goal of this year? You know, trying to make more and more every year, be able to interact with the clients, see what they want, you know, personal skills like that. And just different skills such as having mower maintenance, you know, being able to change your own oil and save money in those departments. Just all kinds of skills, financial skills, learn how to keep track of your money and spend it wisely. I mean, it takes a lot of hard work to make that dollar mowing lawns, and so you want to do your best you can.
Right. So, you know, as you think about what you've been able to accomplish, I know part of that has come through the idea that you've set goals from year to year, right?
Yes, I have. And so when I was a senior in high school, but before I was a senior, I wanted to have the best, the biggest diesel and the biggest gas lawnmower that John Deere made. And so I positioned myself over the years, saving that money and building up from a, you know, push lawnmower, tractor lawnmower, a residential zero turn, and then going to a commercial zero turn. And so just having those goals in place and working your hardest to get to where you want to be.
You're currently a student at Oklahoma State University, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a senior in ag business with a minor in agronomy. And so I'm taking some business classes, some agronomy classes, and even some turf grass classes that are helping me in my business to learn more and be able to grow better grass.
Let's talk a little bit about what FFA's done for you. You know, you've obviously had a chance to compete at the highest levels at the national conventions, and that plus everything you've done within the Burlington chapter. What's FFA meant to you? What's it done for you?
I mean, FFA is the world to me. I started in 2008. It was kind of on accident. I mean, my parents weren't in FFA, and so when I was seeing all those kids go to all those places and coming back with the highest honors, I mean, I wanted to join that. And so FFA has taught me so many things. I've been able, my advisor, Mr. Bradshaw, has been above and beyond for me. I've learned so many skills, and without it, I don't know where I'd be today. I might not even be at OSU. And I know my business wouldn't be where it is today because of all the things I've learned in FFA.
course, yeah, and that the organization that Ag Education and your SAE gave you allowed you, to grow your business, right?
Yes, it has. I mean, learn and like the financial skills, the record-keeping skills you learn in FFA. I mean, getting up in public speaking, I use that every day when I go and talk to my clients, seeing what their needs. I mean, so many skills that I learned in the FFA just replicate into my college career and my business career.